I'm going to go to the hospital. परमात्मा की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य हरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। अष्टप्रायेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text 17. Evam
Gruheshu
Bhaktanam Evam Gruheshu Bhaktanam Evam Gruheshu Bhaktanam Ramatanam Sat Ihaya Ramatanam Sat Ihaya Ramatanam Sat Ihaya अत्यक्रामत् एवं गृहेषु सत्तानां प्रमत्तानां सतीहय अत्यक्रामत् अविज्ञातः कालः परमदुत्तरः। एवं गृहेषु सत्तानां प्रमत्तानां सतीहय अत्यक्रामत् अविज्ञातः कालः परमदुत्तरः।
एवं गृहेषु
सत्तानां
समस्तानां
सविहयाक्रमादविज्ञातः
परमदुत्तरः।
एवं गृहेषु सत्तानां
Thank you.
Insurmountable, eternal time, imperceptibly overcome, those who are too attached, those who are too much attached to family affairs, and are always engrossed in their thoughts. That's what the Srila Prabhupada. I am now happy. I have everything in order. My bank balance is quite enough. I can now give my children an estate. I am now successful. The poor beggar sannyasis depend on God, but they come to beg from me. Therefore, I am more than supreme God. These are some of the thoughts which engraft the instantly attached householder who is blind to the passing of eternal time. Our duration of life is measured and no one is able to enhance it even by seconds against the scheduled time ordained in supreme will. Such valuable time, especially for the human being, should be cautiously spent, because even a second passed away imperceptibly cannot be replaced even in exchange for thousands of gold coins must be hard labor. Every second human life is meant for making an ultimate solution of it to the problems of life, that is, repetition of birth and death, and revolving in a cycle of 8,400,000 species, different species of life. The material body is subject to birth and death. This is an old age, is the cause of all sufferings of the living being. Otherwise, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. Foolish persons forget his problems. They do not know at all how to solve the problems of life, but they can engrossed in temporary family affairs, not knowing that eternal time is passing away imperceptibly, and their measured duration of life is diminishing every second. Without any solution to this problem, namely repetition of birth and death, this is an old age. This is called illusion. But such illusion cannot work on one who is awake in devotional service of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaja and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged in service of Lord Shri Krishna and had very little attraction for the illusory happiness of this material world. As we have discussed previously, Maharaja Yudhishthira was fixed in the service of Lord Mukunda, the Lord who can award salvation, and therefore he had no attraction even for such comforts and life as are available in the kingdom of heaven, because even the happiness obtained on the planet of Brahmaloka is also temporary and illusory. Because the living being is eternal, he can be happy only in the eternal abode of the kingdom of God, Parabrahma, from which no one returns to this region of birth, repeated birth and death, disease and old age. Therefore, any comfort of life or any little happiness which is not worth an eternal life is but illusion for the eternal living being. One who understands this factually is learned, and such a learned person can sacrifice any amount of material happiness to achieve the desired goal known as Brahmasukham or absolute happiness. Real transcendentalists are hungry for this happiness, and as an angry man cannot be happy with all comforts of life minus footsteps. So the man hungry for eternal absolute happiness cannot be satisfied by any amount of material happiness. Therefore, the instruction described in this verse cannot be applied to Maharaj Yudhishthira or his brothers and mother. It was meant for persons like Dhritarashtra, for whom Vidura came especially to impart lessons. ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभीष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी विनामे नमस्ते सरस्वति देवे गौरवाणी सुशान विशेषान् जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीमान्ति गौरव करुण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर कमिंग and participating in the Yuga Dharma, that is Kailas Sankirtan and Bhagavad Dharma. Srila Prabhupada writes about how a materialistic person lives and how it affects him and how it doesn't affect the person who is attached to Krishna consciousness or taking shelter of Mukunda, Lord Shri Krishna. Please repeat the translation.
Insurmountable,
eternal time,
imperceptibly,
overcome those who are too much attached to family affairs, and are always
engrossed
in their thoughts. This is a common thing we can observe in society today. Of course, I think it was available long time back, but spiritual life was more predominated than the current time. But today we can see spiritual life is very scarce. We hardly see people who are interested in spiritual life. What the real question of who I am, why I'm here, what I'm supposed to do? Most of us think our life is enjoyed here. Work as hard as possible and become like donkeys. Eat as much as possible and become hogs. And you are as much as still possible and become asuras. What's told in scripture is the amount of enjoyment for the material life which we exhibit or wish in material life is the amount of opposing nature we have towards the Supreme Lord. The more we want to enjoy here, the more we want to amass all the wealth or all the beauty or all the comforts, that's as much directly proportional to the opposition we have to the Lord. One must accept that Krishna consciousness is really important to the material comforts. It's not that devotees stay on the streets, don't eat, or don't wear good clothes. They do, but then they accept it as the mercy of the Lord. Whereas the materialist people do not do that. Normally they think, this is my life, this is my earnings, this is my life, this is my family, and this is my property, and I should enjoy it. Unless we have this eye, it's very difficult for us to approach the Supreme Lord, or the devotees, or Vaishnavas, and beg from them to serve them so that we can get qualified to serve the Supreme Lord. Until we have this ego, the eye in me, the ahankara, till then, it's very difficult to understand. Though we come to a temple, we chant, we read, we serve, it's very, very difficult. It's not very easy to clean up in our self. Because externally we clean by taking bath, wearing good clothes, many perfumes, as the situation demands. But very often, we don't even think that we need to clean up our inner selves also. You see many polished people outside, especially the current politicians. They are very clean out, they appear to be so. They wear always white gloves, which signify that you have given up or you have cured, but still, I think most of it is the reverse. They wear white clothes and do black things, which is definitely not a good thing to do, but that's how they feel they can be successful or they can cheat people. That's how they think the real life is, but they don't know what real life is. The Prabhupada states, the real purpose of life is to think on how to get out of this cycle of birth, death, disease and old age. That's the most intelligent question one should have. Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Or why am I enjoying? And if I'm enjoying, what's the purpose of life? If you enjoy, there is suffering behind it. And if you are suffering for the Supreme Lord, taking all austerities, then there is always the enjoyment, the real enjoyment, blessed by the Supreme Lord, waiting for you. All of us here have enjoyed, have suffered, have become old, have seen what disease is. Is there anybody here who doesn't know what a disease is, but never got a cold, cough, nothing at all, and always enjoying? Anybody, please raise your hands so you can show an example and tell, please listen to this person, and you can be enjoying. Please don't be afraid. If you really not experienced, raise a hand. You want to follow your footsteps. Well, this is the reality of life. We can never be happy in this material world without accepting Lord Mukunda, Lord Sri Krishna, himself, his devotees, disciples, Vaishnavas, the great devotees, know what the suffering of material life is. That's why Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, went to the West. Prabhupada could have stayed in Vrindavan, chanted nicely, got more involved in bhakti, and probably Prabhupada would have been very comfortable. But if Prabhupada took all trouble to go to the West at the order of the spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, to preach to the Western people who are totally ignorant of what spiritual life is or what the purpose of life is, they were totally engrossed in materialistic comfort. We may think that we are enjoying, but then there is every possibility that there is higher enjoyment. People in the West in the 60s thought wine, women, gambling, and whatnot, everything is the highest, but they tried everything and failed. They were not successful, they were not happy. Though they tried drugs, they tried wine, women, and all sorts of gambling, and all sorts of material comforts. It's not that they didn't have any material comforts. They did have, but they were not happy. So many people tried coming to India, going to East Asian countries, and trying to find what the purpose is, how they can be more happy. Before Srila Prabhupada went to the West for years, there were many sannyasis, many so-called transcendentalists who moved to the West, went to the West and preached, but they were not as successful as Srila Prabhupada, because Srila Prabhupada went to the real message, the real purpose of life, didn't have any material attitude or material benefit behind his preaching. Srila Prabhupada went to the real message and communicate the Western world, inform the Western world what the real purpose of life is and how to attain it. Like for any problem or any disease, there are two ways to solve it. The first thing is, if you have any problem, you go to the doctor and then get the medicine. And with that, the doctor advises what to do and what not to do. You just take the medicine and don't follow the instructions, it's no use. You have little effect and you go to the doctor again and repeat it again and you feel the disease is not going because they are not following instructions. You need to take the medicine as well as take the instructions and follow them. So Prabhupada went to the West and told them how to do it and what to do also. It's not just informing persons, you go to temple and then you will be clean. But then people may come to the temple and see it's a nice place. And a few people here, they take prasadam and go. And he has effect, but then if they don't get the preaching, they don't get the real message, what to do and how to do, then
they lose so much. So when the devotees come to the temple, here there is a place where Srila Prabhupada has blessed us to know what the purpose of life is. To hear from devotees, to share our thoughts, to have devotion to the deities, to serve Prabhupada, to serve his devotees, take prasadam, learn, chant. There's so many ways that we can improve ourselves. On the board here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, there is no literature that's equal or as good as Srimad Bhagavatam in the whole universe. We say Granthanath Srimad Bhagavatam, that's the king of scriptures. So Prabhupada says, there is no mistake or there is no comparison in this, to this literature. One has to understand what the purpose of life is and how to perform it. You can perform in one of the nine method to study chastras. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Padasevam, Bhakyam, Sakyam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smarana, Vandhanam, Padasevam, Dhakare, Pujana, Sakijana, Atmanivedana, Vajo, Haripada, Niti. Accept one of them and ensure that you follow the right path to attend Lord Mukundas Lotus Feet. And to get that, we need to break from the devotees. It's very difficult for us to go directly because we are not qualified. The reason we are not qualified is we still have so much misconceptions. Some may come to temple and say, why is this DDC? What are these people doing here? Simply jumping and chanting, doing some noise or sound, and what is the achievement of that? But then they do not know that this chanting of Hare Krishna, the solution for the yoga, it's called Yoga Mantra, or the Deva Avatar, Sri Chaitanya, who has prescribed the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra as the mercy that one can get with chanting and get out of this material entanglements of birth, disease, death and old age. One has to understand this transcendental sound is not material. When you chant something that's not transcendental, we feel tired. But you would have seen that people jump and chant. They are not tired. They didn't feel enough of chanting, enough of kirtan, and so we see now. They were ready for more, but then actually they got some more programs to cut short and this program was started. It's not that actually given prime importance, but one should know Srimad Bhagavatam is the question of discussion here. It's not a person or one person's intention or my thoughts. It's Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we are all sitting here having a nice place and we can serve each other and know more about Krishna and help each other and serve each other so that we can advance in spiritual life. The Prabhupada mentioned how a materialistic person feels. People think devotees are beggars. People come and beg for money. And that's not the case. They're begging for your mercy. If a devotee comes and asks for some help, for some seva and support, or book distribution of books, it's for our development, our betterment, our growth. It's not for devotees' benefit. Because the devotee is coming as is approaching us so that we can get this mercy. He is trying to extend the mercy which Prabhupada has given to our place. Many times devotees or other people may not be able to come to the temple, they will be busy. But still Prabhupada has given so much mercy that we can extend the mercy, go to their home, have kirtan, help them in their spiritual life, set up an altar and teach them how to worship the deities. And treat the deity as the Supreme Lord's presence there. It's not just an idol chair sitting made of wood, money, gold, silver or something. Because the devotees or the wise ones, the acharyas, have begged the Supreme Lord to come and sit here. And that's why we call deities. And when the deities, presiding deities are here, it's to be understood that we have an opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord. It's not that the Supreme Lord is elsewhere and we have some few people here trying to spend some time on a Sunday and fool people here. We are not here to fool people or cheat people. We are here to spread the real message that's supposed to be the medicine for the yoga, that's Kali Yuga. So, once we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The person, or all the persons, get connected to the spiritual world. This chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is not the mentally world mantra, or it's not manufactured by Tamapadmiya or by Srila Prabhupada or somebody who wrote this and then communicated and then we are trying to manufacture something here. No, this is from Divine Dharma. This is from Sanatana Dharma. Scriptures have always been telling, chant the right name of Lord Hari. Because Hari is the one who can give everything you want. We go to demigod and many times we are successful, sometimes we are not successful. So we go to some of the demigod, we try to change our way of worship, we try to change our worship method, we try to change our worship God. We go to different places. If one is really serious about spiritual life, one can chant this mantra, read scriptures, and be in the same situation as one is currently. They do not have to change too much. If one is very intensely desiring to serve, give up the material life, that's very much welcome. But it should not be for a show. It should not be just for, because a devotee knows something to do this, so I should do this. No. It could be a disastrous in life. So be very cautious. It's not important that you should change your status of life to serve the Supreme Lord. You can be in whatever status you are, whatever situation you are, and then involve Supreme Lord Shri Krishna in your life. Get involved so that Lord Shri Krishna is the center of all the activities you do. Shri Prabhupada mentions how a materialistic person thinks, that is, about the Supreme Lord, or he is the Supreme Lord, and then they try to feel devotees as very low. And that's very offensive. You may not know, but then the offense they do, the Vaishnavas, is very dangerous, whether they know it or they do not know it. When one offends Vaishnavas, it's very dangerous. There is an example of Durvas Muni and Maharaja Ambarish. Maharaja Ambarish was a great devotee and Durvas Muni was a great yogi, Rishi. But since Maharaja Durvas Muni offended Ambarish Maharaja, the great devotee, Lord Sudarshana chased Durvas Muni. And Durvas Muni had no other place but to get the mercy of Ambarisha, to get saved from Sudarshan. So please do not think devotees are less intelligent or good for nothing, or they are beggars, that's why they bring money for service or for scriptures or for temple seva. It's the Lord's mercy He is bestowing upon you so that you get an opportunity to serve. And Prabhupada says the real problem of life is the repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. And once you get attached to this material life, it keeps going from one species to the other. And human form of life is one of those. And we are all very, very fortunate, have done so much of tapasya, so much of good deeds to get this human form of life. So please don't waste this human form of life. We are all here to know how to better this life and get better, and then how to serve the Vaishnavas and get the mercy of the Lord, and then get back to the place where we have come back from, Goloka Vrindavan. That's where you are supposed to be serving the Supreme Lord. And there we have eternal life. There's no birth, death, disease, and old age in Goloka Vrindavan. And the jiva, we are all jivatmans. We are eternal, we are not to be killed. But then we are killed with this body. The soul doesn't have death. Prabhupada says here, the living being is eternal. He is never born, nor does he ever die. And people ask, like, what's this? We see people dying, and that's the death of the body. This body is like external covering of the internal Atma. The soul and super soul sit inside, and that's how we are all acting. And the soul is supposed to change the body. Prabhupada mentioned here, no one is able to enhance it. The eternal time, or the time given by to the body by its second against the scheduled time, that the time is ordained the Supreme Will that we should die at a particular moment, and this body is supposed to live for so much time, and it cannot be changed even for exchange in thousands of gold coins, must be hard labor. You see so many rich people hankering for their life or their happiness, and people feel that they get lost with all the comfort there, and that's the reality of life. They are not supposed to be attached to temporary comforts. You have a bungalow, you have bungalows, you have cars, you have all the comforts, but death will surely come and we have to die. And that's reality. Everybody aspiring to something may not be able to achieve what you're doing. But every one of us here sitting here can boldly and safely tell, I will die. Nobody can question this. I will die. Nobody can say no. I will not die. There is death coming. Krishna says, when I will choose spiritual life and practice sadhana, rather than waiting for me as kala, the time of death, one should be very cautious in this human form of life, not to commit offenses or waste your time. Of course, we waste our time. It's not that we can be like Srila Prabhupada, always engrossed in Krishna's service 24 hours. No, it's not possible. Because as soon as we think of something, there's something attached to it saying, how can you do this? What will happen? What's going to happen? When we say like, see tomorrow, there is a service here. I'm sure every one of us, including me, cannot be here at the same time. Because we think our other activities are more important. I have to go to the office, I have to go to school. Okay, let me see, next Sunday, probably I can be here. All this probability will not help us in saving from death, disease, old age, or growing old. Janma mrityu charagya. So the moment we accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord and turn towards Him, they begin our journey towards the spiritual life. And when one accepts the spiritual master, Guru, the spiritual master guides him how to walk through the path to the perfect stage of eternal life where we can serve the Supreme Lord. Most of us think all the material comforts and all the knowledge I have, all the experience I have will help me and take me higher. It may or may not take, but one getting into Krishna consciousness will definitely be assured of success. If not in this life, for some reason, the success is assured in the following life, because Krishna assures whatever stage you have left now, you will continue in your future births. You can see that so many people have attained different knowledge or higher degree in different fields of life. For example, you can see they show on the TV that there are 5-year-old kids performing music on different instruments, vocal or mridanga or flute, in an expert way that even probably sometimes 40 or 50 years old person who does so much sadhana in the music, field of music, may not be able to achieve it because he achieved it in the past life. Is for some reason start and started his life. But at age of 5, it's very difficult even to deliver the notes of music. And it's very difficult to follow it. And then you can see how these experts have come up. The reason is it's their knowledge or the knowledge in the past life. The spiritual life is much higher. It's the eternal life and it's the best one can get. So we all should be very careful not to waste too much form of life. And we need to beg from the Vaishnavas so that we can get the mercy to serve the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned how this illusion will not work for one who is in devotional service of the Lord. Yudhishthira Maharaja and his brothers, the Pandavas, were all engaged. They were Krishna's friends. We hardly can think of Krishna, but Krishna was their dear friend, helping them and guiding them in every step. And that's how we can be assured Krishna will help and this success is assured. Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra had so many plans to kill Pandavas. But still, since Krishna was on the side of Pandavas, that's the assurance, that's the guarantee that the success would be for the Pandavas. They didn't have thought so much, like Krishna was on the battlefield, Krishna was thinking, why should we kill the enemy? Why should we kill my relatives? Why should we kill them? They haven't done any wrong things to me. Let me excuse Duryodhana, he's after all my cousin. And Krishna accused him of being an offender because he's supposed to fight for justice. And what Krishna says is justice. What Krishna doesn't want is injustice. As simple as that. If Krishna says, kill them, and that's the order of the Supreme Lord, which will be the supreme benefit for one and all. The killing of the Kauravas and the triumph of Pandavas was supreme order of the Supreme Lord. And that's how things happen. It's not that because Arjuna wanted to kill the Kaurava, he wanted the Supreme Archer. That's how it not happened. It was because Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, wished for the good. Krishna says, wherever there is dharma, there is success. And the Lord says, wherever there is dharma, he will support the state. When there is choice for Duryodhana to choose between Krishna and Krishna's army, Duryodhana thought, Krishna is one person and he will not give much use. So let me take Krishna's army, which is huge, like that. So many fighters, so much of arms and ammunition, so much of strength there. Then Arjuna gave the choice to Duryodhana first, and Duryodhana chose Krishna's army, not Krishna, because he thought Krishna is one person. And he was playing with the gopas, a covered boy. Though Duryodhana had heard of so many miracles or transcendental activities of the Supreme Lord, it's very difficult to overcome Maya. Maya really captures everyone's mind, and that's how we all feel, I am the Lord, I should enjoy. If one has any doubt, please clear your doubt. We are all here because we chant Krishna to be the Supreme Lord. And that's why we are all suffering here. We are all supreme sufferers, you know. We are all supreme sufferers here. Yes, we can say we are supreme. Not as Lord, as supreme beggars, as supreme sufferers, and supreme hangers. We don't be engaged in one activity for a long time because we feel there is something else. We get attached to so many things. And it's very difficult for us to be firm in our spiritual life. Because Maya Devi captures the mind and says, no, do not go to Krishna. You are the Lord. You are the Supreme Lord. Do not go to Krishna. You can enjoy. Why do you want to serve Krishna? You can be the Supreme Lord. So many people can serve you. And you can be the Supreme Enjoyer, the Supreme Lord. You can be a Guru. Then so many things affect in our life. That's how Maya Devi comes. It's mentioned. Insurmountable means it's very huge, it's very big to overcome. Okay, in one time, that's Kala, that's the energy of the Lord. It's very, very difficult to overcome. You cannot say, I will die tomorrow, please come tomorrow. No, if time is now, I have to go now. If it's tomorrow, whenever it is, we have to go, because that's the order of the Supreme Lord. Every person in the universe obeys the order of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. There is no exception. You may think there is somebody there who can give some medicine or mantra or something that can help you to become eternal. It is impossible. Because the person who is planning to give you is not eternal. So you cannot be eternal. Only if the person eternal as Supreme Lord, Mukunda, only he can give eternal. And that can be attained only when we serve very humbly and move to the Supreme abode at Goloka Vrindavan. The eternal abode can bless us with everything eternal. There is no birth, death, disease, or old age there. And here, when we think we are older, Prabhupada mentions, as we grow, we need to think more about spiritual life. Does anyone know what does birthday mean? We all celebrate birthdays here. Say, I am 10, I am 20, I am 30, I am 40. The meaning is, I am 10, 20, 30, 40 years closer to death. If you think this as birthday, probably you will not be enjoying so much. Right? You all have enjoyed, light the lamps, 50, 60, 80, think, yes, I'm still alive, healthy, enjoying life. But one needs to remember, as we grow, every moment, we are approaching death. One needs to be very cautious and think this as far as possible, the extent possible, always. Because Maya captures us by giving so many attractions. We have all comforts, we have graduation studies, we have so much success in business, but everything will be battled by the Supreme Lord energy, and that's death. So please, always remember, it's not that we should give everything and become beggars on the street, donate everything and say, okay, Krishna, now I'm giving everything, and now I wait for death. That's not possible artificially. You need to follow the process prescribed in scriptures. And then they become successful by the guidance of the spiritual master, Vaishnavas, serving them, serving the temple, getting the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, reading Prabhupada's books. There was no reason for Srila Prabhupada at the age of 70, when he was so old, to go and preach to the West and take so much trouble. Prabhupada is so compassionate. Compassion is not just like giving something when a man requires or begs for it or asks. Compassion to the Vaishnavas is seeing the society suffering and helping them how to get out of this suffering. That's why Srila Prabhupada went to the West, preached them. We see so many Western devotees in great status, in very, very high a platform, a very high status of transcendental life, practicing sadhana, practicing bhakti yoga, practicing Krishna consciousness, and serving Srila Prabhupada, serving humanity. It's not that when one is rich, you can serve. One should have a heart to serve, mind to serve. It's not the comfort, or it doesn't demand all the knowledge, all the comforts, all the strength in the world to serve somebody or help somebody. If you want to help, you beg the Supreme Lord, beg Vaishnavas, how you can serve, and the Lord will help you. Lord is Paramatma sitting within and guiding you. It's your choice. We wanted to overcome the Supreme Lord and act as Supreme Lord. That's all. That's why we are all here, the Supreme Beggars, the Supreme Sufferers. So beg all of you to please take Srila Prabhupada's instructions and practice sadhana. There are so many well qualified senior authorities sitting here. So I beg from them, sir, they can let everybody sitting here and sir, they can practice sadhana and go ahead and advance the spiritual life, and everyone attains spiritual life. We have other program meetings, so I stop here. And any comments, any questions, any thoughts you have, you can please share. If there is anything wrong, please indicate in my speech. Otherwise, you will listen something wrong, right? Then everybody will be suffering from that. If I have committed something wrong, please let me know so that I can also learn from that. And that's the way one should share spiritual life. It's not that spiritual life is not for one own person property. Krishna is not anybody's personal property. It's for everybody. So please practice this. If there's any mistake, please comment on that and indicate so that I can improve on that, and we can share good thoughts. See, it's not that all the karmas are burnt out by practicing sadhana, provided there's a condition for it. And you invite people for anything, you say, please come. You don't say, only if you do this, please come. Only if you do that, please come. Only if you bring this, you come. No, we invite everybody from everything. But when practicing spiritual life, you should be very cautious not to commit any sinful activities anymore. Now I'm chanting. How few you do a chant is very important. When I'm chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is the work I just upgrade? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Oh, I told myself tomorrow I'm meeting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Can I meet her tomorrow at the time? Chanting invites so many things. You're not chanting purely. So how can we become pure just like that? Yes, we choose the right path, you make the beginning. But then, it requires a lot of sadhana. Spiritual life is very, very tough. So don't be afraid. Spiritual life is very, very easy. The distinction or the difference is how easy you will be accepting the truth. It's the question of making up your mind. Whether you come to temple or go to a party where people are enjoying your happiness. All of you here made a good choice for coming to the temple. There are many other options, many other choices, but to make an option or make the right choice to come here, because you thought there's something good happening, let's share, something good is going to happen here. If you come here, good will happen, this is good. We can hear good, see good, do good, practice good, get good. That's why you're here. The spiritual life journey is very, very sensitive. Be very cautious. Prabhupada says, be cautious. We are chanting, but still we get so many diseases. We suffer. It's not that I'm sitting here so I'm free of sufferings. No, I do suffer. But then, the way of accepting the suffering is different. Devotees accept the suffering at the Lord's mercy. Remember the Supreme Lord. When they see people suffer with so much pain, spending so much of their hard labor, as Prabhupada mentioned, go to different doctors. You don't have to go to doctor, but then we depend minimal on the doctor, maximum on the Supreme Lord and Vaishnava. That's the difference. And the suffering is not just gone just because you have chanted once. Yes, if you have burnt out all your karmas, you have done so much sadhana, you are ready to take off. Yes, karmas will burn, but then every moment you are doing bad karmas. I'm sitting here. You may think I'm preaching, but you do not know what nonsense is going on in your mind, in my thought. This is your life. And see, you are thinking, how beautiful this boy is. I cannot believe he could have been so beautiful as this guy. I'm older now, I should have been as young as you. I would have got a beautiful family, beautiful girl, beautiful wife. I'm older now. Because these are things which are clear. Every moment when we do sadhana, we should do a humble service to the wise man. And take the mercy from the Supreme Lord. Only then we can feel. Just sitting here or chanting or making a show of chanting, making a show of sadhana will not help us to advance the spiritual life. We need to be very firm in our decision of getting a spiritual life. And this is not demand to give up your material comforts. You have all your comforts, all your things what you have, all your thoughts. But try to remember the Supreme Lord is the Master. He will guide you. And the Acharya, the wise ones will help you. Because I have not seen Krishna, you have not seen Krishna. You have seen a deity form, you have seen pictures, you have seen movies, you have seen books, paintings. And sometimes you get down. There are so many pictures of Krishna. How does Krishna really look like? You know that? There are so many doubts. And we must be thankful. All of us, I'm sure, have not come with just one reason to hear Bhagavatam. To see the Supreme Lord or have Prasadam. No. You have so many problems in life, you have come for a solution. Tomorrow I have to attend the exam, Krishna Pita. Tomorrow I have to go to business deal with Krishna Pita. Tomorrow Krishna, there might be my engagement, Krishna please bless his beautiful wife or husband. Krishna, tomorrow there is a challenge in the court. I must visit court. Otherwise, I may not come from there tomorrow. These are the injunctions or these are the conditions before coming to the temple. And so Krishna says, only if you do what I say, I will help you. Only if you chant, he will not help you. Only if you serve, he will not help you. Because you have so many conditions. He is the Supreme Lord, he will have supreme instructions, supreme conditions. You cannot even imagine what Krishna can demand from you. Krishna can say, fine, you have everything and enjoy your life. And remember me as him when you wish. At the same time, Krishna might tell somebody through his devotee's actors, give up everything, enjoy your family and serve in the temple always. It's very dangerous. So before praising the Lord, be sure you are going to accept his instructions. Or, you know, say, Guruji, please tell me I am in distress. I am ready to do anything you say. But are you sure you are going to listen to whatever they say? It's very difficult. So before putting any demands or questions, always be sure, be firm what your expectations are. Same way, spiritual life is like that. And the diseases are similarly, the extent we have given up the materialistic contamination or the condition. The extent you accept the Supreme Lord, the Supreme, the Krishna the Supreme, the diseases will go away. So it's not that it cannot go away, it can, but then it depends on how much we rely on Krishna, how much we rely on the doctors for the babies. I had asthma. I was suffering from asthma for many years. I don't know where it came, but I know where it went out. It's not just for passion or to be proclaiming, we should be proclaiming on the Jata. This is Jatasana. And one is not supposed to sit on Jatasana and their lights. Vyasa Maharshi, the Adi Guru, we say Guru Purnima. So all the parampara represents Shri Vyasadeva, who is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Shri Vyasadeva wrote Shri Vyasadeva, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Puranas, Upanishads, Vedic literatures. So one sitting on Vyasadeva, and so man himself get qualified, keen out. He has the keen, but still, for the benefit, we must communicate what Shri Prabhupada has told. Oh, I had asked him until 1991, from probably early 70s maybe, probably when Srila Prabhupada started his ISKCON, I had asked him. And in 1992, I had the mercy to travel across all centers of ISKCON in India, and then me and the devotee, Jesus, here, Golok Prabhu, Golokeshwar. So we both traveled all across, and we just, I was especially ready so that if I had better health, probably I can serve better. First about maybe 3-4 years in ISKCON that time. It is saying a lot in the Vaishnavas, in the Holy Dham, that I can serve better if I have better health. But all through winter I used to suffer, and all through summer just be enjoying happiness. So, yes, in 91 I had asthma in the winter, and then 92 I had the mercy of traveling across India. It's not just for saying or boasting myself, it's the question of your suffering came, I want to express my experience. Because spiritual life demands caring and sharing of every one of us here. If you have experienced something, you need to share with somebody else so that they get paid. And please don't share something that's not happened or that's something that's false. Because at times you come and you have to prove yourself and you will pay. So whatever you have shared, really accept it and share it yourself. That's how you get paid. Trust. And all of us should have some trust before getting into the temple or practicing or doing anything, otherwise we will not be successful. And 92 months I came back, I started taking more the holy name, doing things. And I didn't do any special thing or nothing special magic happened to me. But from 92 on, I don't have asthma. About 17 years now. So I never used to take cold water, I never used to take bananas, goas, buttermilk in winter. And you can never imagine, I stayed in a place where it was minus 20 degrees in the west. I was 13 years for some time. I would never even thought of moving to that place. And this again, I would give you so much mercy to see Srila Prabhupada's mercy spread across the west. And we all think we have great people sitting in the temple, chant, I do this. Until I go, it's very difficult to advance. People in the west, Srila Prabhupada has given us so much mercy. And you can see Prabhupada's disciples, they're very wealthy, they're very affluent, they have so much knowledge, so much of success, but still they think their life is successful just because of Prabhupada's mercy. So coming to the question of your disease, we need to be very firm in our sadhana. And until we give all the anathas, it's very difficult to be free from all the disease and karma. So you need to beg. You need to ensure you're not going to commit any more offenses, do any anathas, wrongdoings, or trouble in somebody else. And then you practice your sadhana, and then, yes, practice with them. But then, we have dual mind, half knowledge, and half faith, is always dangerous. So once we accept spiritual life and do sadhana well, and ensure we are not going to commit any more offenses, which is very, very difficult, it's not easy. It's possible though. It's very much possible. We can get out of this disease. That's what Prabhupada wants us to do. Get out of this little cycle of birth, death, disease, and obvious. Let's hope it's more difficult. And we can get more clarified. Many of the wise ones, devotees here, have questions, or we can check with me or somebody else later on. Yes, you can chant. It is, but then if you want to advance benefit, and if you want to share your benefit, it's better you chant a bit louder, because we want benefit only for ourselves, which is again selfish. Comes back to the question again. In spiritual life, please do not be selfish. Because the Maha Mantra is not one's own benefit. Though you chant for yourself, you're going to benefit your family, your friends, people around you. There's so many invisible creators around you. So why do you want to be so selfish that you want to help them? There's so many amoeba, so many creatures around. Maybe one people, maybe the Chinese see their dogs, hawks, donkeys, monkeys. You can help them. By real sadhana, you know yourself? Very much in, maybe insurmountable sadhana, that's how you become a human being. So when you chant in mind, you get the benefit. And when you chant in the mind, what happens? The mind can be distracted. It's very difficult for one to chant in the mind and concentrate on the sadhana. You can still chant with this faculty, for example, you're driving, when you're driving your cycle, car, or scooter, you can chant a japala and be very concentrated because you're trying to think of Krishna. You create a walk on the cheeks, words will catch it. So, but then when you are chanting at home, you can chant the way you want. But when you are chanting the mind, external noise, external activities may disturb you. So, it's advisable to chant very loud. Not Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Not as you wish or something, not musically. For chanting, you can do any way you want, but when you want to chant in your beach, you want to chant when you are, it's a personal time with Krishna. Chanting is a personal time with Krishna. So please not waste it. Sometimes we be in the schools and we are not listening to the teacher. We are in the office, we are not interested in doing the work, it's being a temple. We are in the temple, we are not interested in chanting and thinking what is tomorrow, what did I do yesterday. So please utilize the moment you are in very cautiously. Very effectively, only then you get the most benefit. When you're chanting is your personal time to be connected to the Supreme Lord. It's not that they cannot be connected otherwise, but then this is the best time to get connected to the Lord. You just chant for the Supreme Lord's mercy, for his enjoyment. When you chant, do not think you're going to be a karotpati tomorrow, you're going to get a beautiful wife tomorrow. I'm sorry if you're already married. Do not think I will win the competition tomorrow because I'm chanting very nicely. Because these things will hamper both things. You'll not be winning a competition tomorrow, you're not chanting properly. So both will go in place. So when you're chanting, please chant very humbly. With an offering to the Lord, it's a personal time with the Lord. Beg the Lord for His mercy. Do not say, please give me this, please do this. Please bless me with this, I want your mercy. When you are chanting, you are already blessed. That's what chanting is. If you are not chanting, you are not blessed. Because you are still outside, not aware of what you will in mind. You are not knowing what chanting is. And so you are not blessed. If you are chanting, you are blessed. Do not think somebody chanting louder is more blessed than you. It is how much intense begging you are chanting for the Supreme Lord's mercy, for the Supreme Lord's enjoyment. You are doing kirtan here, just not for our own enjoyment here, for the Supreme Lord's enjoyment. The Lord is very happy in the chanting His name. It's not because Lord is a beggar. Lord is not a beggar in front of us, we have to beg His name, chant His name. So we then He says, no? He is the Supreme Lord who is qualified to do anything He wants. He can make a beggar a karotpati, a karotpati a beggar. All karotpati here, please don't be disturbed. Krishna will not do anything without any motivation. And if Krishna begs you, He is blessed with intense mercy. Accepting. Yeah, initially it's very difficult. We see everything going down because yesterday I was so much. Everybody was following me, everybody respected me. When the Supreme Lord has blessed you with the Supreme desire, wish, He's accepted. Yes, it's very difficult for some time to adjust, but then when you really think what you've got, do not feel or feel bad or feel sad for what you've lost. Then you've got Supreme Lord, you've got everything what is in the material world, and you've got a direct energy from the Supreme Lord who is in the Supreme Abode. And that's the Padre and the assurance to your successful life back to Bhagavad. So please chant in your mind whenever possible, but then when you're chanting, it's advisable to chant a bit louder so that you can bestow your mercy on the living beings around, because there's so many people around, so many creatures, so many living beings, human beings, not human beings, amoeba creatures, non individual creatures. You're going to help them hear this. You can get the mercy by hearing, chanting, both. So we are blessed for both, chanting and hearing. So many creatures, they may not be able to chant. If they are dark here, they may not be able to chant. If you bark, they may bite me. But then, there is a melodious music for so many animals, maybe dogs, fox, donkeys, pigs. When they're going, when they listen to this Mahamantra, either Kirtan way, chanting way, or whichever way, you get benefit in some part of the cycle of its journey back to God. So you definitely can chant your mind, but it's advisable to chant in your chanting time, bit loud. Suppose when you're in office, you have free time, or in your school, you cannot do that, you cannot start chanting loudly because people may think it's crazy. It's not that crazy, people who understand may appreciate, but not everybody. So it's better not to create disturbance where it's not supposed. Here, yes, you're welcome to chant the way you want. So, just chanting every day anyway, you can chant loudly, chant medium intensity, or in your mind, do kirtan, read books, anything is approved. But for the benefit, if you want to help others, which you are all supposed to do in spiritual life, then please chant it louder. That is useful. Yes, sir. See, chanting Krishna's name 24 hours is acceptable. 24 hours, definitely we will not be able to chant loudly because this body, the energy will go down. As you said to me, yes, as they finish the prepared number of rounds, they can chant the mind, they can chant the way they want. It's not that they should stop at the prescribed number of rounds. Suppose only chanting 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. If you have time, chant more. The way you want, you can chant. In your mind, you can do kirtan. But Prabhu has been, can you chant in mind? Yes. Chanting is already in mind. But chanting louder will be more beneficial for you and others. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Sanskrit is a medium of language that will help you to learn. Yet it's beneficial, it's not the essential criteria. It is not the essential criteria. I do not know Sanskrit. Well, everybody here is competing here while you're sitting here. You're knowing Sanskrit. Spiritual life demands to be humble, to accept the spiritual master, to follow instructions, read scriptures. That's how Prabhupada gave mercy by writing scriptures in many, many languages. Prabhupada advised and encouraged his disciples and devoted anybody who wanted to serve to translate scriptures, books into many languages. I can read Sanskrit also now, but I'm not a Sanskrit pandit or I do not know Sanskrit very fluently. I'm not able to speak and understand Sanskrit fluently like a Sanskrit pandit. But I can read Sanskrit because I know a bit of Hindi. Sanskrit is very close to Hindi. And then the way I manage it, I read English first and then read Sanskrit. Then there is Prabhupada's books in all scriptures, Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. It's written in both Sanskrit and the local language, and the language of the book. This is English Bhagavatam, so it's written in English and Sanskrit. And by practice, yes, you can learn Sanskrit through Bhagavad scriptures also. You do not need to become a Sanskrit pandit, but you can understand what scriptures communicate. That's more important. The way a Sanskrit pandit, you may not be able to understand what scriptures say. It's a waste of time. Learning mere Sanskrit is not degrading a guru to become a spiritual person or a guru or acharya.
Yes, Sanskrit will help,
but do not assume Sanskrit is a criteria. Only if I learn Sanskrit, I can read scriptures.
Jagannath, Hare Subhadrama, Krishna ki jai, Lakshmi Narasimha, Jai Gaur, Radha Krishna ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.
Sanskrit is helpful, but then Sanskrit is not the essential criteria. If you have time, you can well read Sanskrit, help others to read Sanskrit or learn Sanskrit, teach Sanskrit, fine. But then do not assume that only if I learn Sanskrit, then I will be able to read books of Krishna consciousness or Bhagavatam, or do not have that in mind. If you have time, read scriptures, if you have more time, learn Sanskrit, that's advisable. And it's not that that is the precondition to learn scriptures. You can definitely learn Sanskrit, but then do not have the opinion that only after learning Sanskrit, I can read scriptures. Because reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita is very, very important than learning Sanskrit. You may not be able to achieve the profession in Sanskrit, and we may not have so much time in this body. The body, the death time comes. So we may chant so much of Sanskrit, but then it's of no much higher usage than if you read one verse in either Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, try to remember that verse at the time of death. Very healthy. And if you try to do all the jagging in Sanskrit, you will not save your death. But yes, one word of Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita can save your death. One word of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or one verse, whatever. So please read Bhagavatam and learn Sanskrit. After learning, if you have time, please teach. So many of us are eager to learn Sanskrit. You can share, that will be very helpful.
Is the Lord creating new souls? Is the Lord creating new souls?
I didn't get you. Sorry.
Are new souls being created? New souls being created.
See, there is nothing as new souls and old souls. There are many, it's probably Ananta. Okay? It's not that every time you see the population is expanding. What we see is human population. Do you know how many dogs are here in Bangalore? We do not take stock of dogs, but there might be agencies, especially in the West. There are so many agencies because they can fund for so many things. Universities fund. They can say how many dogs are born this year, how many cats are born, how many cats died, how many dogs died. Because they are going to get dogs and cats. Prabhupada said, if you go between dogs and cats, you become dogs and cats. So better come towards Krishna and devotees. They become devotees and you can better get Krishna conscious. So we see the population is expanding and we think the jiva or the souls are expanding or new souls are coming. That's not true. There's so many non-human beings who are getting the mercy to become human beings. That's how the population is counting. So many dogs may be becoming human beings, donkeys are being human beings, elephants, lions, cats. You don't know. I don't have a way. I don't think there's a way to track them. Only Krishna can track them. That's the mercy we can give, the devotees can give, the Vaishnavas can give, Krishna consciousness can give, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can give, the lower category of animals. And also, we have so many invisible creatures. There are totally 8,400,000 species of life. Human form of life is one among them. There is 8,399,999 species left to become human form. So, we can change from one form to other form. But then, when other jivas get qualified to become human beings, and what population is counted generally as human population? That's not the total population that's there in the universe. So, it's not that new souls are created or new forms, and Krishna has to take so much time to create new souls. If it is desired, everything has been done. And he's blessed everybody to follow instruction. He's given the opportunity to serve, he's given responsibilities to different personalities to perform different functions. And that's how this world moves. Every action goes. And so, it's not that every year or every moment a new soul is being created or generated. It's a different soul, a different form of life being getting into human form of life at the most. And many times, in a higher form of life, higher than human being, when they are not qualified enough, they go to heaven. People say, I'll go to heaven, Swarga. Swarga is not the eternal place. Once all our good deeds are done, we have to come to this, to the Loka. To practice sadhana, to become Krishna conscious, go back to Krishna Loka, to Loka Vrindavan. It's not that once I do good things, and bring so much of sacrifice, and bring so much of dhana, and knowledge. There's so many things that one can do to attain higher form of life. But that doesn't assure us the moving to our eternal life in Krishna's kingdom. Only when we become selfless servant of the Supreme Lord, selfless servant of the Vaishnavas, Acharya, Guru, only then we get qualified to know more about Krishna. And only when Krishna blesses, and the Vaishnavas bless, we can go to the Krishna kingdom where we can live eternally. We do not have to bother about coming back, birth rate, disease, and old age. No more doctors, no more pains, no more driving hazards like Bangalore City. We can drive as we want, we can go anywhere we want. But even there are gradations of service depending on how much we are willing to serve. Cleaning up is one part. It's not that cleaning is the end of a journey. Cleaning is the beginning of journey. If we are most clean, yes, we are now qualified to begin a journey back to God. Many people think, now I am rich. Done. No. One has to save up from the thieves. One has to save up from the income tax department. One has to save up from neighbors so that they do not know how much I have, because they become richer than me. See, it's not that knowledge acquiring acquaintance is the end. Knowledge acquaintance is the beginning. This is the big goal. So, once you get better knowledge, use it for the better way, that's Krishna consciousness. For the better service, serve the Vaishnavas, beg for the Lord's mercy so that we can get better. Ahankara is very, very difficult to get rid of. The I. So when I say, who is that? Maybe someone says, mine. Just people do not say, let it be there, take it there. No, people say, mine. People may think that somebody else is that. And new souls are not included, but then it's an opportunity for the higher, as the lower animals, lower beings, as well as the higher beings, to not say, we have to be qualified to get human form and then serve. That's how we see population growing, so we think there might be new souls created now. Every living being has soul, cats, dogs, insects, plants, trees, birds, animals, beasts, everybody. Any other questions, concerns, comments? Please. Are you mentioning the Veda chant or beginning with Hare Rama instead of Hare Krishna? One should see it, what the intention was, more what the attitude is. When Krishna was in Chaitanya, in Gola Vrindavan, many used to chastise him. Hey Kanaya! Kanaya jao! Hey Krishna, come here! He used to deny it. Because people were qualified. The gopas, the gopis, are the highest degree of devotees one can get. So, saying Rama, Ram, Ramo, Ramai, may not be so much a difference if our base of the condition, our mind, is on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, or begging for the Vaishnavas for the Guru's mercy. When many people cannot, especially Guru Maharaj mentioned, in China, they were not able to pronounce Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. So Prabhupada approved it. It's not the case that it is from Krishna, but they were not able to express because they were not having the simplicity to express Krishna. So Prabhupada approved them to chant as Krishna. Now there are many people probably chanting, many people are qualified now and blessed by Srila Prabhupada and other devotees to say Krishna in China. But earlier, when Prabhupada, when the disciples went to chant to preach, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because the Rama, it was very difficult for them. But the intention was to serve Prabhupada, Krishna and the devotees. Prabhupada approved it. And then the devotee said, is it okay? And Prabhupada said, yes, because if you don't begin, you cannot start and you cannot practice. See, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, everything is fine until their mood is for the satisfaction or the enjoyment of the Supreme Lord. But if you think, I will do some fashion, techniques, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, for my satisfaction, then that's offensive. It doesn't do good for me, it doesn't do good for anything. It just be a waste of time, some noise, not even music, because music has its own ordained notes. It cannot be anything stupid I want. When they say music, it has to be ordained with specific notes, with specific raga. I cannot manufacture my own raga, there will be apara. So, same way, people should consider themselves very fortunate to chant and pray for the Lord's mercy, pray for the Naam. See, when we say Hari Naam, it's not that Naam is somewhere, it's a noise, it's a sound, and Krishna is somewhere else. Krishna is with his name. And the name which is Krishna. When you humbly pray for the Lord's mercy through the Nama Japa, the Lord Krishna, who is the Lord of everything, dances on your tongue. One should get to the stage. One should get the taste of getting the mercy of Krishna dancing on his tongue. And that's when one can experience the Namarasa. There's so many ecstasies one can experience. Bhavarasa, Satyarasa. So when it goes to the stage of Namarasa, which is the most blessed stage in the Kali Yuga. Because we are qualified as people in Satyuga or Dwapara or Treta. That's why we are all here. And given the most merciful way of getting back to Krishna. The chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one should pray for the holy name, for Nama Rupa, to help him chant better. So Rama is fine, Ram is fine, Rama is fine, because in Bengali accent, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So everything is fine. The mood is in the right direction. So, if somebody is chanting with Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, or Hare Rama, Hare Rama, it's fine until their attitude or the intention or the part is fine. For itself, I think there are other senior devotees who can definitely share experience of their thoughts or hearing from other Vaishnavas. I've heard of this in New Vrindavan and Virginia about this, so I just shared this. Say Shatter, that's 100 in the spiritual life or in a devotional life, and, it refers to 108. So, 108 is very auspicious too. See, there are 108 prime gopis who serve Krishna. There are 108 Upanishads. 108 in Sanatana Dharma, I think it's been given a prime importance, and 108 prime chanting is also very important. So 100 plus 8, if you see a chanting beat, you see the beat, there are 108, but after 100, there is a small knot signifying the 8 main beats for mandiris, main sattvas, mandiris, which is very important. So those 8 beats are very special in those 108. So unaided of the Shatra, the 108 Upanishads, the Lord's name initially, 108, 1008, 1008, 198, Lakshanama. So this 108 is the minimum that we learn to achieve these spiritual benefits. You can tell any number, undivided. Then this is mentioned in the Shastra, scriptures, and the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada is still there. So we take instruction and chant. It's like one long Sanskrit, 108 weeks. And depends on how much you can chant. 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32 rounds. That's the significance. It's not that, suppose sometimes a beak gets cut off or broken off. So what one should do is, until they repair or get it repaired, a person should chant twice on one of the other beaks. Because one round consists of 118 of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Suppose sometimes for the families and one or two beats get up, so please chant one or two, depending on the number of beats that's gone on the other beat, that you get the mercy of chanting 108 nights. So that's it, nothing. And if there's any other anecdote or information, others can share also.
I am already delayed for a few times, 1:30, 1:50. Thank you very much. Please come, please accept Krishna consciousness. Also, everything you need for trust, all you who are starting anything in life, you go to school or college or business or any company with little trust, there's no guarantee a piece of paper written saying I will pay 1 lakh rupees next month. If the company will exist next month, if you see the economic condition now, I'm sure you will all accept reality. There's no meaning for a piece of paper to say, I will give 1 lakh rupees next month, fifth. The company doesn't exist by fifth. There's no way you can get money. So, in spiritual life, please come in trust and faith. You practice it, you get more experience, or you get the enjoyment, and then you can accept more, serve more. So, I give all of you to please chant, serve, do as much as spiritual life practice in addition to all your activities and get the supreme benefit. Yatra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, tatro bhakti jaya.